Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now,
live from Austin, Texas.
All right, this is a short five-minute segment. One more segment after that with William F. Jasper. We're going to cover other political topics, get his take on what's happening in the Middle East, Ukraine, politically here domestically. But we have that clip I mentioned. Here's Obama, candidate Obama, saying, you can build a coal power plant, but we're going to set the price where it bankrupts you. You see, that's the power to tax is the power to destroy. That was Webster said that. What, Noah Webster? The point is that this is what they're doing, but then they exempt themselves, the George Soroses, the globalists, the General Electrics, they lobby for high taxes on you because they're exempt. McDonald's lobbies for Obamacare because they're exempt, and the local hamburger joint across the street isn't. I mean, don't you get it, folks? This is the ultimate form of discrimination. Here's Obama on the coal power plants.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. That will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar, wind,
sure, all your buddies,
biodiesel.
Where you've got them taking over the Bundys.
The approaches. The only thing that I've said,
all right,
with respect to coal,
we're gonna,
I've been some coal burger.
We're going to go to
what
our guest now. William F. Jasper, we got about 3 minutes left in this short segment, finishing up with what's happening with the Bundys and where all this is going.
Well, as I said in my current article on the New American, that there's more on the way. Harry Reid made it very plain. He said this isn't over. They backed off. They're coming back. And not just against the Bundys, but against everybody else, not just in the West. That's where we're going to feel it the most, because that's where the federal footprint and the boot on the neck is already most magnified. But all across the country, President Obama made it very clear that he's going to use the EPA and other agencies to rule, to go around Congress if they won't comply with him. But here's the thing. Congress is already has given up on this. Congress created all of these agencies. Congress appropriates their funds for them. Congress is responsible for overseeing them. It is not. Where were all the congressmen while this was happening out at the Bundy Ranch? None of them came out there to interpose themselves as they're supposed to do. Governor Brian Sandoval did not. Sheriff Gillespie barely did, and then ineffectually, he only did enough just to give himself political cover. The elected officials are supposed to be putting themselves between oppressive agencies, and Congress specifically should be abolishing these agencies or defunding them, and particularly holding them accountable here. But Congress is not going to do that if you and I and the rest of the American people do not demand it. But the final thing here is this is being portrayed in the major media as outlaw welfare ranchers taking advantage of the public trust, taking advantage of the public lands, and that the BLM is just doing its duty. And we have to show them that this isn't the case. And I think the Hage case and the judge's ruling there, and there are many other cases like that, where after the damage has already been done, after the people have already been sent to jail, after they've been bankrupted, after the TV cameras move on and the New York Times, the LA Times, and all the rest of them move on, after they've already destroyed these people's reputations, then the truth comes out and we find out, oh, gee, these people really weren't doing what the media claimed they did. The victims, the property owners, were not the criminals here. It was the elected officials and appointed officials who were either committing crimes or were derelict in their duty in stopping those.
This is so important. I want to come back to this briefly because think about it. Congress acts like they don't know what's going on. They're the ones letting this happen along with the president. Because there's a lot of money out there. They all want to be kingpins. They want the people off of it. They can all get a little slice like Harry Reid.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from former Texas in FEMA Region 6. I'd like to get our state and country back. I am your host, Alex Jones. But this is a velvet tyranny, at least until now, to where unless you were being preyed on individually at the time, you didn't really notice it. William F. Jasper is our guest. He just brought up a federal judge's ruling from just last year in Nevada saying kick these BLM people out of the jurisdiction. They were involved, quote, in a conspiracy against ranchers. I didn't even know about that ruling. And I was just reading even the mainstream news articles about it, and you realize this is the same BLM. There's a reason they were able to run out 52 other families that were there since 1877. Because they put in regulations and harassment that are impossible to survive. And I think that's central. So I'm going to ask Kit Daniels to do a whole article pointing this out. But William F. Jasper, the editor of the New American Magazine, put a bookend on this, and I've got some other topics I want to cover with you.
Well, this is very important because we see it over and over and over again, and we're going to see it repeatedly, not just with the Bundys, but with others in similar cases. We saw it up here in north of me here in Idaho with the Sackett family. They're demonized in the press as being environmental criminals, eco-villains. And over again, you have all of the various environmental groups that come out and endorse the federal hammer coming down on them. In fact, they say they're going to sue. That's what happened here in the Bundy case. The Center for Biological Diversity threatened to sue the BLM if they didn't really clamp down on the Bundys. And so that's part of this whole charade that goes on. They say, the BLM wants to say that, oh, well, we're just the good guys. We're being forced by a lawsuit to do this. And, of course, these environmental groups like the Center for Biological Diversity are being funded by the same people that are going to benefit from this. I think I'd like to end on something you mentioned earlier, and that is we have to be very careful because I believe there are provocations being planned. You recall in 1996, after the Oklahoma City bombing, Bill Clinton was on Air Force One with the press corps, and he said there that it was Oklahoma City that saved his presidency because after the 1994 elections, Congress had reacted against him just as the people had reacted against him and had elected a Republican Congress, including many conservatives, including my friend Helen Chenoweth Hage. And so he said, but the Oklahoma City bombing changed that. He said it created a whole mind change in the country as people began to reflect on this and decided to come together. Now, it wasn't an admission that he was involved in bringing about the Oklahoma City bombing, but we can go into that another time. My very lengthy investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing showed there is very much good evidence in that direction. Incident of this kind would certainly help, not us. It would help the Obama administration.
In fact, they're in deep trouble if they don't have that. In fact, I want to play this clip of Glenn Beck. This was 3 years ago, right as he left Fox, saying they're going to stage a terror attack and blame it on me. Now, he spent a whole hour on this showing the quotes in their internal fundraising letters to billionaires and people, but they've also put it in a bunch of other publications. And so it's very thinly veiled that they're hoping for one of these, bare minimum. And then now Glenn Beck is saying the Liberty Tea Party is basically going to do stuff. And he's so scared, I guess he's throwing in with them because he's putting out the talking point that's directly, I watch it, White House to Media Matters to MSNBC, everybody else. And they admit they have weekly meetings, and what you see in Media Matters, nobody reads them. They're not important, except for the fact that it is directly run by the former White House transition chief. So when they speak and say Alex Jones is going to cause violence, you know, and then have MSNBC say I caused the Boston bombing, sure, there's no proof. It's asinine, but it doesn't matter. It means that they're looking to frame us with me at the head of it. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar
kind of event. You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh! Like Oklahoma City.
I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it.
Let's stop.
I will be the guy.
Let's stop him. What he didn't tell you is in most of those letters and threats, I'm listed as well, along with the rest of the liberal media. And when I say liberal media, we're Thomas Jefferson liberals, pro-gun, pro-constitution, pro-freedom. These people on the control right and left are the authoritarians. And I want you to have your comment on this, but the issue here is, I'm not going to call Glenn Beck a Benedict Arnold. Okay, he does a lot of good work. I do not want to attack people that I'm seen as in competition with, because I'm in competition with tyranny to try to restore liberty. I really wake up in the middle of the night, as I know you do, William, for my kids. I know this is a hardcore tyranny that's coming in. It's not just some boss hog thing, or I wouldn't be fighting this hard. I wouldn't be risking my life if it wasn't so grave, as I know you wouldn't be. But to have Glenn get what's happening And now he comes out and basically flips it and is almost like joining them, saying that, you know, there's a horrible Tea Party movement for violence. Alex Jones wants violence. He said this last night and this morning. We played the clip earlier. And that I'm a Malcolm X character. Extremely dangerous. What do you make of this, William F. Jasper?
Well, I think you're right. This is fear talking, probably, with Glenn. He is looking at the horizon and at things here, and he's hearing from other people. Gee, Glenn, looks like you could be blamed for this. And so, rather than taking the principal course, he's trying to divert attention to others, trying to throw other people under the bus. I'm familiar with this for years with conservatives, pseudo-conservatives, neo-conservatives, etc., attacking us because they think that will endear them to the liberal left media or somehow immunize them against attacks by the establishment. Of course, it doesn't. It never does. They'll come after you later. Or maybe even sooner. Many of the people who tried to throw us under the bus are dead and gone. they didn't survive. So the wise course is really the principled course. Stand for freedom. Try to do it as wisely as you can and as forthrightly and as courageously as you can. We have something to fight for. We're fighting for our freedom. We're fighting for the legacy, our heritage that we have received. We're fighting for our children, our grandchildren. We're fighting for this great country.
And we're fighting to not be conquered and run by really evil people. You know, I use the term.
There's no place to run to anymore, folks. I keep running into people that say they're leaving the country and going somewhere else. Look, there's no other place to go to. It's time to stand here and fight.
William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, thenewamerican.com. Go there and get a subscription today to the hard copy and wake people up. But here's my question. I call myself a classical liberal or a constitutionalist. They've seized the term liberal. Do you agree with me that... I mean, I would call what you guys do as classical liberal. I mean, you're promoting...
Well, absolutely. That's been our ongoing mantra for many years. The liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, right-left political spectrum is gamed. It really has very little significance. Occasionally, we fall into the trap of using that conservative. Yes, we're conservative in to the extent that we're trying to conserve all of those values and those liberties that we have. We are liberal, though, in the sense that the founding fathers were, in believing that people should have liberty, governments should be restricted, and that governments should be restricted to protecting those.
When I put a bunch of hot sauce on my eggs, it's a liberal amount. I want lots of freedom, lots of property, lots of families, lots of religious freedom. But you don't tell me what to do. They call equality the government running my life. That's not equality.
Right. Well, what we have to do particularly, and here's where, you know, we keep referring to the federal government, the federal agency, et cetera. Well, federalism is a very important concept, a very important idea, very important principle that Americans need to understand better if we're going to maintain our freedom. Federalism states that we have a government of a central government, a national government of enumerated, delegated powers, very limited number of powers specified in the Constitution. All of the other powers are reserved to the states and to the people.
And by the way, they think the public, I'm skipping this network break because it's so important and going to the bottom of the hour, so stations shouldn't cover this up. It's our network break. It's our break. I just want to point I'm doing that out for listeners because this is so important. William F. Jasper, I hear them go, federalism says you do what the federal government says, when, as you just said, the federalism talks about how limited federal power is. Why
right.
even have states? If the federal government's God.
Those are enumerated powers. That means they're listed, they're numbered in the Constitution, and they're delegated. That means they are given to the federal government, those specific powers, by the states and the people. We are the principal, they are the agent. It only stays that way, however, if the principal keeps the agent under control. And so I get very upset with so-called conservatives who call for big government programs supposedly to implement conservative agendas. The federal government has to stay out of those areas. We can fight over certain issues at the state and local level as to whether the government should be involved in education, environment, or those things. But first of all, as a constitutionalist, whenever anyone proposes a law, we look at it and say, okay, if you want a law there, take it up at your state and local level. There is no authority in the Constitution for the federal government, the national government, to get involved.
And herein lies the solution. If the governor had done his job, if the sheriff had done their job, and pointed out, hey, a federal judge said last year the BLM's involved in a conspiracy with environmental groups, we would have had the moral authority, they would have backed off, and not almost had a civil war start. So I don't want a civil war. The globalists want to start a civil war. Glenn Beck knows that. And I agree. He said in the larger interview, I don't know if you heard it or just you're so sophisticated you got it, he is afraid and says he's afraid. So, Glenn, the way to be safe is to come together and be honest that you're afraid they're going to stage something and blame us, or if people do kill each other, it's not our fault. But don't say, I'm to blame. Just because you are jealous and hate me, I mean, I am honored that Glenn Beck takes so much of our material and does stuff with it. That's great. I'm not mad about that. You don't have to project onto me and destroy me because, you know, you were a rock jock guy in the morning and picked up my, quote, shtick, as you thought it was, and have been successful. Good for you, Glenn. And again, I never talk about Glenn Beck or any other talk show host. I have to do this when he spent the last three shows literally, I played it in the first hour, folks, saying the violence group is the, quote, the Alex Jones group, and you don't want to be with them. And that is defamation on its face. I am not calling for violence, and everyone knows it. I'm trying to expose it, but I'm...
Well, that's why what Sheriff Mack is doing is so important. And I know you know him and interview him. I was one of the first ones to interview him back when he was a sheriff and was fighting the good fight. And it's very important here that, for instance, we talked about the Hage case. One of the reasons why the Hages were successful is that they had worked with and had educated Sheriff DeMaio of Nye County and informed him. He wasn't at first sure how to take on the federal government, the BLM, the Park Service, etc. But he got up to speed on this. And because of that, he told the feds, look, after they rustled the cattle and whatnot, he said, look, you're not going to come in and do that in my county. He didn't get up there and threaten them and beat his chest or anything. He's a very down-to-earth guy. He said, look, you have to obey the law like everybody else. I'm the sheriff here. If you have a court order, bring me the court order. And if you have a writ of execution, bring it to me. Me and my guys will take care of it. That's how it works. That's the law. You guys have to obey the law. We have to obey the law. And if Sheriff Gillespie had done this in Clark County, we wouldn't have had the near showdown that we did there. If he had stood up and done what he was supposed to do. And that's what Sheriff Mack is educating so many of these sheriffs around the country. It isn't as the left likes to portray it, as the establishment media tries to portray it, that these are a bunch of Yahoo sheriffs that are anxious to test their adrenaline, their testosterone against the federal agencies. No, they're just saying, look, we're for the rule of law. We are the law enforcement here in the county. When you come out here and operate in our area, we don't want our citizens hurt. We don't want violence. We know how to handle it. And that's, of course, the way it worked in Waco. The sheriff there never had any problem with David Koresh and with those people. He went out there. He brought those people into town or into jail a few times. Never had any problem.
He openly said, hey, David jogs into town every day. They run an auto parts place. You just go put the handcuffs on him. I've done it before. Yeah. No, they wanted a big armed showdown.
That's what Americans need to realize, that the people that are really bringing on the violence are those who, for instance, the Center for Biological Diversity and the National Wildlife Federation, who are trying to egg on the BLM and whatnot. Come on, you guys, show us that you got some guts. Get out there and get these guys. Don't let these ranchers, these welfare ranchers, run roughshod over you. And so they're the ones that are urging the violence, that are urging the
No, they really are the bad guys. And I wanted to briefly talk about that. You've been to dozens of global UN meetings, and what they do this locally as well. They hire Agenda 21 people, AstroTurf. They have accredited NGOs that are funded by Soros Group, State Department, and others. They then go out and agitate and act like they're citizens. They'll fund a group to move into your town. They'll get federal grants. They'll have all the money, and they'll end up running for mayor and being your mayor. They'll end up taking over the water commission because they're seizing your infrastructure. Then 5 years later, they'll turn around and sell your water off for 1 cent on the dollar to some multinational and leave, and the mayor's gone. And then the mayor gets a $1 million contract with the energy company out of the Netherlands. I'm talking about a real case outside Austin. These are really just wicked corporations using government to set land and resources off use so they can come in a few years later and use it.
And they have their NGOs, their environmental NGOs, every county, every state. Usually they have something like friends in them, Friends of the Wasatch, Friends of the Rio Grande, Friends of the Snake River, Friends of the Columbia. And they're all being funded by the big foundations and the big corporations to put a veneer of eco-friendly concern on an issue. When really it's all about control and taking away property rights. And if, as Madison, Jefferson, Washington, all of them said, if you don't have property rights, you don't have any other rights, because without your property, you can't do anything. You're beholden to government for everything.
That's right. In closing, about 3-4 minutes left, in your gut, looking at what's happening in Ukraine, there's a headline, Edward Lucas, top historian. I hope I'm wrong, but historians may look back and say this was the start of World War III. That's the London Daily Mail. We've got all of this unfolding. You've got both sides manipulating. You've got all the things Obama's doing. What does your gut tell you about the future? And in essence, after you answer that, what makes the New World Order tick? Who are they? What is their mindset?
First of all, since you brought up Ukraine, I could be wrong. But I really don't believe this is headed toward a military confrontation that would become World War III. I think that is what the globalists are trying to make us think, because they want us to jump behind this new Marshall Plan for the Ukraine. And I believe that Putin and company, the Kremlin, are working hand in glove with the IMF, the European Union, on this. Although they're proclaiming they don't want Ukraine to be in the European Union, all the evidence that I've read shows that they do.
That's very sophisticated. I agree with you at certain levels, because then that gives them an excuse to grab part of Ukraine. And then
there are multiple gains on this. One, the International Monetary Fund is using this to justify all this doubling of all of its resources.
It's got to stabilize Europe to stop World War III.
Right. They're going to use it to bail out all of the banks.
That's what Soros is saying.
You're right. To bail out all the banks that have lent money to Ukraine and to all of these kleptocrats over there. What we are seeing in Ukraine, I mean, I feel very strongly for the Ukrainian people. We have written more stories at the New American about the Holodomor, the famine, and the cover-up of the famine, and the New York Times and all of their role in the State
Department. No, but you're giving the sophisticated chess-level events that are going on.
Right. So I feel for the Ukrainian people. I do wish that they would have their own independence, but all of the polls show that the vast majority of Ukrainians do not want to go into either the Russian customs union or into the European
Union. And by Soros pressure, it forces some into the Russians, some into the EU, just like they partitioned Germany or partitioned Poland. Same global grand chessboard program.
It is a bit confusing. I have to agree. And I've gone through the backgrounds of almost all of the major Ukraine.
William F. Jasper, see what you've done. You got to stay five more. Come back, finish up Ukraine, and then I want you to give us your take on what makes the New World Order tick. At its core, what will it do if it wins? You've studied them like no one else I know out there. I want your take on that. I'm Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Infowars.com. We're going to open the phones up coming up. I'll give the number out. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. IncNORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The bomber spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports 2 unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then, the only winning move is not to let.
A strange game. The only way to win is not to play. William F. Jasper finishing up with the Ukraine situation. Obviously, the West, the globalists, put the Bolsheviks in. That's all on record. And then the West made money with the Russians funding the Northern Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. So there's always been different elements in the West that are working with the whole Soviet bloc. And now they're more of a nationalistic Russian system, but they still kind of kept the old, you know, communist bravado there. I mean, briefly, your take on Russia then and where you think this is going. I mean, certainly Georgia, they really tried to start a war with Russia to probe them to see what they would do on 888. Again, during the Olympics, they do that to embarrass Russia. Now you have them trying to destabilize Putin, but that actually props Putin up with this provocation by Soros overthrowing the government over there with real grievances. So it's a diverse situation. That lets Putin crack down. I mean, I think it's the same reason the globalist, the New World Order crowd created the communist was so they could take our rights here in the name of countering that authoritarianism. I think it's just the political class wanting to create crises so they can profit off of controlling them.
Well, yes. I mean, some very good examples of that are, for instance, if you put in John Foster Dulles into the search engine, you go to the Wikipedia or any of the profiles on him, they'll refer to John Foster Dulles, former Secretary of State, as a rabid anti-communist cold warrior. He was really nothing of the kind. He was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with his brother Alan Dulles, back at the turn of the 20th century, 1910s. And he was one of those who helped formulate the policy of helping the communists come to power, not only in Russia, but in other parts of the world. However, later on, he said, and we've quoted him a number of times, he said when he wanted to push for the Marshall Plan, he said, look, the only way we're going to be able to sell this is by selling it as a containment of communism. He says we have to use anti-communism. Most Americans, virtually all of them, were anti-communists. Who wouldn't be? Who's for communism? But you can be manipulated by those who know your belief system. And so he said, okay, if we're going to sell this Marshall Plan for creating more socialism in Europe, if we want to get the American people behind transferring billions of their tax dollars to the socialist parties and regimes in Europe after World War II, we have to sell it in a package that they'll buy. I know we'll say it will stop the spread of communism.
And that all came out and has been declassified from Bilderberg Group meetings in 1954.
And so we have many other examples. Chip Bolin, State Department, many other top Council on Foreign Relations folks saying this over the years. Look, if we're going to sell this plan, whether it's fighting, expanding, starting another war here or there, we have to do it in the argot of fighting communism.
Let me raise this then. What do you make? What do you
and
make?
So what we see here is again a referral back to that. They're even talking about this aid to Ukraine as another Marshall Plan. And in order to have another Marshall Plan, well, you have to have another, Soviet Empire, Kremlin to fight against. So does that mean that that Putin is really a nice guy? No, he and his Kremlin cronies are really still the same folks that supposedly collapsed back in 89, 90, 91. You have all the same guys and their progeny. KGB, NKVD, running all of the top government, top banking, top military, police powers, the schools and education there. So you have essentially the same system still in place. There is no genuine religious freedom or any of the other freedoms that we take for granted here today in Russia. Ukraine is marginally better. However, all of the same, you know, when this, Ukraine was part one of the three, Belarus, Ukraine, and, Russia were what made up the Soviet Union. All of the other parts were subdivisions of those three main republics. After the so-called collapse, we had Leonid Kravchuk as president of the newly independent Ukraine. Kravchuk was a longtime top Kremlin apparatchik, top communist leader in the Soviet Union. He supposedly then was creating a new liberal republic in Ukraine. After him, Bill Clinton wanted to give billions of dollars in aid to the Ukraine, but we couldn't do that until we brought in Kravchuk, Viktor Kravchuk. And Kravchuk was also a top communist. He was head of their missile manufacturing.
And again, you're showing the deep state connections behind all this, and I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to expand to that, the drug war, ship the drugs in, and then fight the drugs you've shipped in and put the people that use them in prison to keep the price up and create a police state. Now they're branding that the new war domestically, the reason for the secret police and the end of freedom, is to protect everyone from the right-wing militias and gun owners and returning veterans. So I see them setting up a new war, and then, again, they will stage the attacks, they will provocateur them as a way to come after domestic groups. And that's why we've now come to the end of the road. We either defeat these people and call them out and expose their system, or they win. And they want to carry out, I believe, all the evidence is there, a Soviet-style reorganization at the end of which large portions of us will be in prison or dead, and we know that from the Weatherman tapes and others. And I just want folks to know, I'm not trying to scare you. You should be scared of not taking action against these people. William, who are they? What makes the New World Order tick at its core, and what do you think of the statement I just made?
Well, I believe you're accurate. People sense that we are losing our freedoms. They can see it happening around us. They can see the executive orders. They can see all of the various assassination orders, the police state, increasingly the surveillance state, the warrantless searches. All of these things are clues, folks, that you're losing your freedoms. And freedom is a very fragile thing. Once government completely breaks loose of the controls that we have put upon them, it's very hard to get it back in its cage. And it's very hard to keep us out of the cage then. And so it is very clearly freedom is waning, government is increasing, and we have to roll it back, because you can look at any instance throughout history, and or even in our own times, once a government gets completely empowered, freedom is gone. So when you get into all the particulars about it, would we end up in concentration camps? Would people be exterminated? That has always been the end result.
No, that's where it leads. Absolutely.
And so it is not extreme to suggest that if we lose our freedom, that's where we're headed. So we have to very assiduously, determinedly, courageously start fighting back, pushing back the government back into its proper role. We have to hold public officials accountable. We have to be on top of them. And once they're elected, that's just the
beginning. William, freedom isn't free, and we are in a death battle with tyranny. There's always bad people that want to dominate and control. And if you give them the field, they will win. They will dominate. Thank you so much for the time. I think this is our best interview ever in the last 18 years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. William F. Jasper, TheNewAmerican.com. And that's why I get so impassioned, because I know this is real. And now it's very naked. I said we take some calls. We're almost out of time, but I'd like to get your take on tyranny. And is it as bad as we're saying in the Bundy situation? On those topics, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is so sophisticated that I have trouble grasping it all, and I'm a pretty smart guy. It's up to those of you that are intelligent, professional, to go research what we've claimed here and find out it's true. It's all hiding in plain view. And then I ask you, what are you going to do? I can't do everything. Just tracking enemy operations makes my head spin. Just dealing with it. But you notice what we say keeps coming through. We know what we're talking about. People say, well, why is it some 40-year-old Texan out there fighting it? Because I'm the guy that fought. I'm the guy that took it serious. They were trying to take ranchers' property and trying to ban our guns. I take this personal. And maybe that's weird. Maybe I should just turn them in and just let them do whatever they want. And no, we'll have a hellish world when we don't stand up against bad. It'll run rampant. And bad keeps masquerading as the good, but we in our guts can look at it and tell this is not good. Where we're going is bad. And let me tell you something. When America goes bad, it's going to go bad like no country ever went. You do not want these people to take over fully. And you notice all the crimes they've been caught committing. You notice all this. William F. Jasper agrees that all they've got is blowing stuff up and blaming it on us or releasing a bioweapon or something. I mean, and there's just horrible people in control who are so into manipulating people and so into deception instead of being into empowering people. I think it really comes down to goodwill. I mean, I just have a deep reservoir of goodwill. And I don't want to be on the sidelines while these people take over. God, I see what they do to kids in their care. I see what the system does when they get their clutches on troops, anything. It's just bad, man. Because they're a bunch of evil people are also bad managers once they're in control. It's like they can't do anything but grab everything, and then it all falls apart in their hands. I mean, we just can't turn the world over to these people. Briefly, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great storable food, great customer service. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They have a lot of other great survival products as well there. Storable seeds, you name it. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You're crazy if you don't get prepared in times like these. And speaking of getting prepared, we are still running the special, but only for a couple more days, and it will end. 25% off the Pro One Systems, the Pro One Traveler, 25% off, 10% off all the others with promo code WATER. Just 25% off at checkout, no promo code needed, InfoWarsStore.com on the Pro One Traveler. It's a nice, big, stainless steel, gravity-fed filter that cuts out the glyphosate, the fluoride. It blows away the competition. It's the same price or less before the 25% discount, and your purchase makes the transmission possible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find the supplements. Thank you all for your support. You're making this possible. It's why they want to make you poor so that you have no money to demonstrate, no money to vote with your dollars. They want you getting government-approved welfare, just like the Soviet Union, standing in line at approved stores. They are sickos that crave dominating you and running your life. They are the filth of earth. Heaven, help us. Let's wake up and defeat these people. I mean, just look at them. Just look at the trash. Let's talk to Rick in Las Vegas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is Glenn Beck. Personally, I think that he is a Trojan horse. He's just a shield trying to change the patriot movement, the narrative. And you know, I thought there for a minute that he was actually going to do something decent, but now I can see that's exactly what he is. He's just a shill out there.
Well, we've tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know if they've gotten to him, got something on him or whatever, but everybody accuses everybody of being a shill this, shill that. I try to take the high road and never infight. I'm not. He says I'm the leader of a violent movement that's going to destroy America and that I want to have him arrested and not given a trial. I mean, that's the full clip. I mean, it has reached cuckoo level, and the way he's dressing and looking, I mean, for people I know that know him, I mean, maybe he just has gone over the deep end. I don't know.
I think that's an honor. You know, I mean, that's what liberty and patriots do is defend this country. So,
well, sure, but I'm not calling for offensive anything, and I get called a wimp. I mean, it's ridiculous to claim I want some kind of violent revolution. The thing is, these dirtbag globalists are going to start a war with us because they can't beat us in an info war.
You're absolutely right. And I'm not calling for violence either. I just think that people should see Glenn Beck for what he is. And
well, I got to say this. I mean, he does a lot of good work, but more and more I see stuff where he's just is making stuff up across the board, and I don't know what they did. Thank you for the call, Rick. Ed in Florida. Enough about him. Ed in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I just really appreciate this last week's coverage on my Bundy ranch.
Did you hear me call for violence? Did you hear David Knight call for violence?
No, I didn't hear anyone call for violence. People call for freedom. That's what I heard.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask to get through to college kids. I'm on a college campus down in Florida, and what's the best way to make this appealing for them? Because all these kids are very apathetic to all this stuff.
Well, that's because they're in a trance. You need to just show energy, concern, explain to them that most of their degrees aren't going to go anywhere, hand out flyers with some of the Money Magazine info or Gerald Celente info, explaining how it's all a fraud, and use that as a way to explain to them it's indentured servitude. Education's been set up to be a company store for sharecroppers where you can't ever get out of debt. Education could be a good thing, but it's been set up to be a fraud. That's a good place to start. Let them know how their ox is being gored to open up their mind to a wider world. Appreciate your call. Chris, Julio, Charlie, George, stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. Yeah, if you just joined us, Glenn Beck spent like the last 3-4 shows, in some cases by name, saying I'm the leader of a violent anti-American movement that wants to arrest him and put him in a FEMA camp. And he does it with an image of Texas behind him, talking about how he's a rancher and feels bad for Bundy. I mean, Glenn Beck is as big a rancher as Howdy Doody is. And then he's got this Texas thing behind him. He moved down to Dallas. He steals all my information, which is fine. And he just, I guess, wants me to disappear. Absolutely crazy. And then he shows tweets of people calling for violence and says, I'm behind it. I mean, just unprecedented BS. I said I'd shut up about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I was even going to play myself clips of David Knight saying no violence, nobody should be for violence. I don't have to prove that. Everybody knows it. It's just really creepy. But he's scared they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on him. So he's saying, no, it's Alex Jones. Just, well, that's a guy you don't want with you in a jam, I tell you. The rancher from Texas. Isn't he from Washington State or something? Another thing is Washington State. I mean, you know, he's a, I'm down here. Why, I'm Yosemite Sam. I'm a Texan. Can't trust that Alex, that Yankee. Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, good to talk to you again. Okay, so I have two one-word questions for you, or one-word answers for you. And
go ahead and ask them.
Do you believe that the CIA had anything to do with the killing of Malcolm X? Or they knew about it, just didn't do anything?
Yes. Probably FBI, but
okay. Second question, and then I can make my point real fast. I'm an artist, a musician, singer-songwriter. My name's CDVR with that, and kind of doing hip-hop, electronic music, and political-oriented revolutionary lyrics. And I was just wondering, is it cool and legal to use sound bites from your show at all?
Yeah, people ask if they put a bumper sticker on their car. You don't have to ask for permission. You can use sound bites in your productions. It's fair use. I'm a public figure. Knock yourselves out. Want to make hate stuff, do it. Want to like me, do it. Just it's absolutely, brother.
Okay, not to make a point. But first, I wish I was doing graphic design for InfoWars. Love you
guys.
Hey,
do some stuff. Email it into us. We'll use it. Just show us what you got. Help us out.
And about the tyranny, I think it's messed up, this whole push against the Second Amendment. You know, the militias, they should be able to have jets. They should be able to have all that stuff because, you know, what could happen? China, Russia, they could all just come in here and invade us, and the U.S. government's not going to be the ones to be able to.
Well, to the domestic, I mean, they don't even trust our military to have guns on base. They don't trust the pilots to have guns. We should move towards arming the people. Switzerland, the locals have, like, armored caches that they control with rocket launchers in them, and they have the lowest crime rate in the world. Because bad guys are always going to be doing bad stuff. You give people responsibility, they won't. I appreciate your call, Chris. Julio, real quick from Illinois, go ahead.
Just another example of the tyranny going on, Alex. Hope all is well. I went down to the state capital of Illinois for a job interview. I'm a broadcaster. I went down for an interview. So I'm taking the government-funded Amtrak train off of Union Station. And I was on your show in 2012 to talk about TSA agents at Union Station. I was hassled by Amtrak police.
They threatened you. They said they're going to arrest you. Yeah, I've seen the video.
But yeah, they told me they're going to arrest me. Well, last week I'm taking the train, and once again I see TSA agents trying to search people's bags, and they were trying to search my bag. They said for my safety they needed to search all my equipment. They were trying to check if I had explosive material.
Uh-huh.
I said no, and then I filmed them. I didn't film my encounter, but I filmed them when I came back to Chicago, and again randomly searching people's bags at Union Station, of course, for their safety.
Of course, the checkpoints. We're out of time. He called from 1530 WCKG in Chicago. I'm out of time. Sorry to everybody else. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war.